You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Well, you don't know how disappointed I was when I found out that that blue moon wasn't blue. You know, and so then my wife explained to me that it just meant because it's a term that's used for the second moon in the month, which actually, by astronomical standards, happens every couple of years, usually. You know, I mean, you figure you got months or a moon cycle is 29 and a half days. So it pretty much is going to fit in like this month, next month. Right. And so considering it's, you know, 30 or 31 days, you would think it would take years before. Got plenty of days to work with in a month, but usually every couple of years. And it's happening right now. It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous moon. It is not blue. Although they say that every once in a while, I don't know what kind of cloud formation causes that blue moon, but it is kind of cool. But they say it's very rare. Yeah, it's so rare nobody's ever seen it. I don't know. So anyway, the next one's going to be in, obviously, 2024, but still answering the question if the moon ever does turn blue. But it is absolutely beautiful, and it's a beautiful, fresh morning out. And I don't know now, because I'm indoors now, and I can see, but I saw it this morning. I've seen it before, and it had one of you, part of the family, actually, years ago, answered the question. I thought, what in the world is this very bright light? I mean, it's always in as the sun is coming up in the east. And they said, oh, that's the International Space Station. So with the blue moon and the International Space Station together, and I guess the moon is close to one of the planets or something, it's a pretty cool morning out.
This is all some kind of whacked out conspiracy.
Right, right. That's it.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
Unspoken, coming up at Living Water Church downtown Poughkeepsie there on the 22nd Friday night concert. Unspoken, love Chad, you know, he's from Maine, traveled around here a lot before they even went to Nashville and got discovered and stuff, and had an opportunity to talk to Chad a couple days ago. We're talking about the state of the music industry.
Well, I just want people to know that there's legitimate, 90% are legitimate believers that love God, that want to serve God with their music. Are they faulty? Yes. So am I. You know, are they perfect? No, but they are wonderful, faithful servants to God. So it's been a beautiful. I'd love to see it.
Well, you know, one of the things I always think about with you guys is leaving family, traveling. How can we, you know, and having to perform and stuff. That is an amazing thing. But how can we pray for Chad and the guys of Unspoken?
You know, I think the prayer is the same with anybody who's doing anything. It's like, you know, the accountant can spend so much time at work and be so focused on all of that that, you know, they miss the things that God has right in front of them. And so I think, you know, staying close to God is one thing that you can pray, because we know as we stay close to the Lord, we're not going to miss what he has, and he's going to lead us and guide us, and we're going to hear and obey and, you know, all of that. And then another is just, you know, that we'd be, you know, intentional husbands and dads. It's so important in this culture for the men of this of the church to step up and lead their families. And I just want to be one of those men.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
So I just I heard about him some months ago because it's all in the sports news and stuff. And about the idea that the Saudi League wanted him to play football for them, and then Miami wanted, and he picked Miami. And I thought, wow, that's actually pretty cool because he played for Barcelona, you know, European football. We learned a lot about that lately. We had the World Cup going on, stuff like that. He has turned out to arguably be the greatest athlete ever in the world. A man who, if you saw walking down Main Street in a polo shirt and slacks, you wouldn't look twice at him. There was no way. He would be on the bottom of the list of best athlete in the world, making the most money in the world and all that. He's 5'7". I'm talking about Lionel Messi. His friends call him Leo, I guess, so that sounds good to me. He was diagnosed with a growth hormone deficiency when he was like 11. Isn't that crazy? He's an amazing guy. Now, he is of Italian descent, mom and dad, but he was born in Argentina. moved to Spain when he was a young, very young, 11 or something. He has three different passports, Italian, Argentinian, and Spanish. And now he lives in Florida playing for Inter Miami. That's the name of the team on the MLS circuit, right? They were in last place when he came in. They won it. I mean, if you watch clips of him, you think Michael Jordan had moves at the basket. He's exactly the same way. He's just very deceptive. And interestingly enough, his short stature relatively probably is an advantage. I mean, think about it. The ball is on the ground most of the time. So, unlike other sports, it doesn't pay to be really tall. Most athletes are over 6 feet tall. They are, no matter what sport they play in. It's kind of interesting. I'm just, my head is spinning because of this. I'm just like, wow. He is Catholic. I thought, wow, he's, you know. You talk about having a high school sweetheart that you're married to. He met Antonella when he was 9 and fell in love, I guess. I don't know. They've known each other that long. They met at a camp. But he finally got married to her, so that's a good thing. They have 3 boys, appropriately. And when he scores a goal, old Leo does a tribute to a superhero. After he scores a goal, watch for that. And it's because his boys wanted him to do that. Isn't that cool? And so he only does it when he's playing at home. It's pretty cool. Speaking of playing at home, I don't know if you can get a ticket anymore. If you want to see him play in New York, you know, we got a team. The tickets went over $1,000 now. You know, $150 you could get a ticket. Now it's over $1,000. Play him in Los Angeles, over $1,000. See, play. So that's one of the things. But he gives away a lot of money, obviously, to especially organizations to help children with special needs, since he was diagnosed with that. So that's pretty cool. And he's really working hard on his English. Shows his dedication, right, and his professionalism. He's working very hard on his English. He needs to learn how to say this word, though.
Shazam.
Yeah, he'll be English then.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
So Tuesday, we're having that. It's our usual weekly devotional and stuff, and it was my turn, and I had recently gone over that part of John chapter 17 in the Bible, and it's basically Jesus' prayer to his Father about you, because you love Jesus. You're like, I believe. You're washed in the blood. That's what he used to say down home, right? So Jesus prayed that you would be one as he is one. It's phenomenal. It's his idea. The closeness is his idea. You know, yes. When they believe, they're going to be those who will hear, he prayed. They will be one with me as I am one with you. It's phenomenal. Check it out. It's just absolutely incredible.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
What a beautiful day. I kind of felt it early this morning, obviously, but kind of wondering about it last night. You know, I thought, man, it feels pretty good. And you walk out the day, whoa, yes. It's kind of the way we're made, right? High pressure. Some people have this, I don't want to get into it, obviously, but some people have this idea, have been studying, they're scientific types, of what it must have been like before in the Garden of Eden, as it's commonly called in the Bible, you know, Adam and Eve communing with God and all that. And it must have been close. I mean, we get a little inkling. I mean, God cursed the earth, but it's amazing how many beautiful sights are here left, right? How many beautiful creatures, how many beautiful sunrises, blue moon, highly disappointed that it wasn't actually blue, but nevertheless, it's one of those things I think about and I'm very thankful for that. Yeah, there's a lot of bad things, a lot of sin in the world. That's pretty evident, but the beauty is there to see it, and I just love one of these mornings. I was going to tell you about a man named Five. That's right, like the number five. His name is Five. That's what he goes by, and that's what everyone knows him by. Well, Five is a waiter at the 42nd Street Oyster Bar in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's one of two jobs he works when not taking classes at the local college. He's a humble guy. He doesn't like attention, but sometimes when he does what he does, that attention can't really be avoided. Like one day, when Lee and his mom, Linda, came into the oyster bar, and Linda started feeding her son, who has cerebral palsy. And even though Five is busy with other customers, he didn't want Linda's meal to get cold. That's quite a thing, right? So he asked some other workers to cover for him while he took over the feeding chore from Linda so she could enjoy her meal while it was hot. And of course, Linda took some photos of Five feeding Lee, and it got a lot of attention on social media. You ever been in that situation? You probably didn't get the attention. You've done it. You just haven't gotten that attention. Something like that. And most of the time, he probably didn't either. He just happened to get it, and now we found out about it. Many people recognize him when he's out and about. He's received letters from all over the world. It's interesting for doing that. And it's all been a little overwhelming for the shy, humble guy who tries to avoid the spotlight there in Raleigh, North Carolina. But as you can see, doing kind deeds, well, it doesn't always go unnoticed.
Amen.
Does it?
Yeah.
Amen. You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.